Blog Talk Radio.
Thursday edition of the Weekly Conversation. Folks, I'm your host, the man with the mic. Tonight on the conversation, oh, Lord help me, but Joy Bayer and even like Whoopi and all them are saying, hey, the economy's doing great, everything's great, but people are still not supporting Trump and, you know, his approval ratings aren't getting better and all this crap, and I want to get into that because it's a bunch of bull crap. Stuff Biden has said and all this stuff, but hey, CNN lost over half of its viewers because 25% to 26%. Tiny little small, they're 15th place during prime time in April. Fox still remains at number one. Does the liberal media even care about their ratings? I mean, when they had that William Barr, Attorney General, when they had the hearings with him. Oh, yeah, they magically, with Brian Williams, cut away because, of course, it was going to be at a time when they were going to show that, let me see here. Oh, wow, that they're full of it, that the Mueller report doesn't show anything, you know, because Trump won't be able to handle the results of the election, but Hillary lost. It's just one of those things, you know, that Hillary lost and the left can't accept it. And when they're going to, you know, they can't have their listeners hear the truth. I'm Brian Williams, folks, and sorry to cut away from that hearing, but, you know, we've got more proof that this hoax is a hoax. Lord help them, I tell you. Oh, that's why people loathe the establishment media. This is awesome. A Florida bill is being sent to Governor Ron DeSantis' desk that's going to allow teachers to be armed. I'm just a little bit pissed off that it's a day late and a dollar short. Teachers should have been armed from day one. But we don't, I mean, we don't want our teachers armed. You know, we want to ban guns so that no one can have guns except for the black market illegal criminals. I mean, don't worry, because Democrats on border crisis help immigrants, not American wage earners. American citizens should come last. I mean, you know, whatever. I mean, that's what they want. They want, who cares about America? What else do I want to get into? So much more. So, and stuff with the Venezuela and stuff, and all the stuff that Joe Biden said, and so much more. So, and also, is there any hope for Manchester United? And so much more. So, welcome to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of today. And Corinthians 4:2, devote yourself to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart. Thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. And as many of you know, our cat is not doing well. So I want to thank all the listeners out there and everyone that, you know, continued prayers and support. We got blood work back and it's mixed. A lot of it can be that just trying to fight off whatever he has. We don't know what's going on. And the vet's never seen anything like it. So thank you so much for your thoughts and prayers going forward. And I mean, this is how bad it is when you have people like Joy Bayer, well, and Whoopi Goldberg, like, well, the economy's doing great. And everyone's saying that, look at the record unemployment. Well, people are still not satisfied. And then Joe Biden's come out saying, well, did the tax break really help you? Well, let me see here. Yeah. So let me get this straight, Joe. So a tax, taking more money out of my paycheck is going to help me? Because you're saying that the tax cut isn't like a tax cut, me paying less in taxes isn't going to help me, but paying more, what's the alternative? You can't have like, well, If you say, yeah, well, I'm going to lower your taxes even further, Joe Biden ain't going to say that. He's going to raise your taxes because he's going to support this $80 trillion to stop global warming because in 12 years we're all going to die.
Okay, let me keep all my money for 10 years. Okay, 11. The last year you can have it all because I won't need it.
Yeah, we won't die.
Okay.
There you go. That's problem solved. But that's the problem. Well, did the tax cuts really help you? Well, gee, let me see here. Yeah, we got a tax return pretty much for the first time in a long time. That's the problem. Because that tax cut that Joe Biden is talking to, that Trump gave us, was it really that big of a deal? Well, to us, it was a huge deal. Because you can only go one way or the other. I guarantee you, I put $1 million in. He's not talking about cutting your taxes even further. He wants to increase your taxes. He wants to waste your money even more. I mean, imagine if it's the NBA. Why would you want to spend your money wisely on players? You want to get great players. You want to put all your eggs in one basket and get one really good player? Do you want to spread it out and have some decent players and some good players? You want to spread your money out. You want to be wise with your money. Trump is showing how not wise the government is and how they're not. If God only expects you to tithe 10% of your earnings, why would you expect anyone else to take more of your money? That's the problem we have. You know, if America's my team, I want to get players that are putting it, okay, win, lose, or, see, no matter what that scoreboard says, I know we're number one in God's eyes. I know we're number one in God's eyes. So what if we don't win the NBA championship? I already won. You won the big one when you found Jesus Christ.
You need to fill that one.
But hey, I know. It's cool. But it's just one of those things that we live in this country where, the black unemployment is at lowest rates. Mexican unemployment is lowest rates. Everything's going great, but no one supports Trump because of that. No one is happy because of that. Everyone's dissatisfied. No, we're not. Yeah. Oh, funny. But this is what we live in. Yeah, they're kind of mad because we have a country where the government doesn't want us. They want us to be dependent on the government, not the other way around. If a factory closes in my town, okay, thanks, government, but we're going to handle it ourselves. We're going to rally together. We're going to go to that. We're going to open up our doors and our churches and say, come on in. We'll have potlucks. We'll be there. This country was founded before we had a government. But everyone thinks the government's the problem. No, they don't. They think the government's the solution. The government will solve everything. Jesus Christ is the solution. He is the way, the truth, and the light. And that's the thing people don't realize. So many people, you have these kids today that, oh, we need to help these migrants. Screw this veteran. We need to bring in all these people. But if you ask any of them, well, will you open up your door? Will you take them in?
Nope.
No. Well, I live with a Trump supporter. He doesn't like that. No. Okay. Every liberal one they talk to, well, why don't you open up? Okay, if you're against the border wall, why do you have a door in your house?
Share.
Why don't you have a screen door? That way the bugs get kept out, but it's unlocked and anyone can come in.
Share. She was all about immigrants until Trump said, hey, let's send them to her city Oh, back up now. Let's
yeah.
help our vets first all of a sudden.
Yeah.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
I don't know when you're going to talk about this or whatever, but someone was saying something yesterday and it kind of made me think. And my head is throbbing if I don't say it now. I don't know if I'll remember. But what do you think about Venezuela? Do you think that's our fight?
I think it's huge.
Do you think we need to go in there militarily and start another war?
No. I think we need... The problem we have with Venezuela is so many of these kids, we're the reason we caused Venezuela.
Well, that and a lot of drugs are coming via food now.
Yeah, and they act like, so Donald Trump made Venezuela's economy collapse so he could fight their government. That's what's going to happen. They put this on themselves.
The conservative that came on Patriot after Sean Hannity yesterday. I was on my way home.
Yeah.
And you're like, nope, Venezuela is not our fight. Well,
it's happening here. I look at it because they're trying to show.
They're bringing it here.
Yeah.
What about, 9/11 is bigger than that, but we took it there. So I want to take it there so they don't bring it here.
Yeah.
Like 9/11. I don't think Venezuela can do that.
No. But but all these liberals want, here, have my gun. Well, what do you think? All these Venezuelans, here, have my gun. They gave up a lot of things. Oh, don't worry. The government's going to take care of me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've heard that one before. And the government didn't take care of them. And then you got $1,000 loaves of bread. And that's this problem we deal with on a day-to-day basis. We have these people that just don't get it. Oh, we're the reason that Venezuela... No. Venezuela... Well, if those people in Venezuela were able to keep their guns, they could protect themselves from this ever-controlling government. But they can't. CNN's viewership is down 26%. That has to be about half of their... but they don't care because of the stuff they spew out of their mouths. They don't care. They're going to... They'll have one viewer left and they'll be like, we're going to cut away from this because we know we actually found proof of the hoax that, Trump really did collude with Russia. We've now got the 50th made-up document that we know is real, even though our chief editor wrote the thing. Come on. When you had that William Barr hearing with the Attorney General and MSNBC cut away from it, because we've got the proof of all proof that the hoax is real, that Trump did collude with Russia. Just about the time that you're going to find out that there's no evidence, there's no collusion, there's nothing. A lot of my friends on the left have actually, let's move on, Who cares? What are you doing to fix this country? Excuse me. What are you doing to fix the country? Where do you want to take this? What do you want to do? Because Joe Biden is acting like that tax. In California, they increased your taxes to match the tax cut Trump gave you. Why would they need to do that if not too long after they're like, that tax cut, it's minuscule. It's not even worth it was pennies. It was a joke. Okay, if it's that small and that insignificant, then why did California have to increase your taxes to offset that? I had a buddy that left California for that same reason. He goes, I'm finally getting some help from Trump, and then California is negating it. So my buddy Chris Richards, welcome back to America, buddy. You left California, so welcome back to America, my friend. And thank you for your service, buddy. I mean, Veterans Day should be every day. We should always be thanking our vets. We should always be thanking the people that, protect this country. My dad was in the Presidential Honor Guard. My dad was in Vietnam. I give him every time I to thank him for everything that he did for me. Oh, and by the way, I can't really see who's out there. So if you like your comment, if you have a question, feel free. If I ever get a caller on Block Talk Radio, there's links on my page. You can follow me there. You can like me on there. On my conversation page, I do have a page on Facebook. There is a contribute button if you want to help contribute, because I do all this 100% out of my heart and out of my love, because I wear this flag with my heart. And my dad fought for that flag. My ancestors fought for that flag. And now you have people that want to give that freedom up. Oh, don't worry. The government's going to take care. The government will fix everything. I rely on Jesus Christ. I don't rely on the government. God's got me through a lot in my life, you know. But thank you, you know. I like, what was it? Ted Nugent the other day said they had these black guys with Trump supporting hats. And they, where are you guys from? California. He goes, well, welcome to America. And I'm just like busting out. But that's this country we live in. We have politicians that, oh, well, you know, that little minuscule 1%, whatever that tax cut Trump did, oh, that's meaningless. Don't worry about it. Oh, but California, what'd they do? Increase your taxes to negate it. Gee, this is crazy, but, I mean, it should have been happening a long time ago. You want to lower the unemployment rate even further? Take all these vets and give them a job of protecting our schools with guns. Florida has passed a bill recently that's going to the governor's desk, Ron DeSantis' desk, that's supporting legislation to allow teachers to be armed. Thank you so much. Finally, it should have happened a long time ago. Go back to the old photos where in elementary schools they taught you about gun safety, and it should be taught. You should learn about guns. This is how you properly hold it. This is how you carry it. This is how you, if you find a gun, this is how you make sure it's unloaded. This is how you make sure a safety's on. This is how you field strip it. This is how you clean it. Respect. It's not taught anymore. Because guns are the problem. But, you know, I mean, why aren't they banning cars, you know, because we need to ban cars to get rid of drunk drivers. You know, that's it just frustrates me. But it's nice to see finally a municipality stepping up and, hey, we're going to pass this bill so the teachers can be armed to protect their students. There's a place that you can get, like, straight razor shaves. They use what's called, if you don't know, I wet shave, so I use, like, it's like a straight blade, but it's a double shavette where you put in, like, the single blades and it's like a straight razor. And they do that at this place in Kalamazoo. And on their door it says, warning, the occupants are armed and nothing here is worth your life. And I'm like, yep, I'll always get a shave there. I'll always get a haircut there if I'm in Kalamazoo. I feel safe there knowing that they're armed and they're trained and they're protected. It's great. We need this kind of thing. We don't need this. People are sick and tired of this MSNBC crap where, okay, folks, sorry to break away from this William Barr thing, but we've got actual proof of the proof of the proof. You know, this is a CNN reporter who got it from an ABC reporter who got it from a CBS reporter who got it from an MSNBC reporter who made it up that Trump colluded. And we're going to get to that because right now they're going to prove to you folks that Trump really didn't collude with Russia. There's no evidence of it. The Mueller report proves it, but we don't want you to hear any of that because trust us. We're your election headquarters. We're honest. We want you to follow. We want you to believe us. The economy is horrible. Trump sucks. No, they're actually saying the economy is decent in some some people are, but they're saying that you're still not, his numbers still aren't doing anything. His numbers. Oh, yeah, the economy's doing great, but people still aren't jumping on the Trump train. Okay. I see more black people coming out saying, hey, I'm not going to be a slave to the government. No, I'm done. I'm done. I woke up. You have more people waking up. You have more people saying, no, wait a minute. I'm not, but I think the problem you have is you have a lot of people that are Reagan Democrats or Kennedy Democrats. Saying, I want to do for my country. I want to be there. I want to be there. I want to be that person that's going to do something. Not the other way around. I have friends that are liberals that they don't want to own a gun, but they want to make sure that I always have the right to open carry or conceal carry. You know, and it's and like, yeah, and I always tell them, hey, I got my 9mm on me, but just so you know, and they know that when they're safe with me, they know I'm not a threat. They know that if I'm in a place that's getting robbed, that's going to be the last thing I use to defuse it. Hopefully, the guy just takes off and runs with whatever he gets. Because I talked to a convenience store person, and I said, so what's your policy on like a robbery and all this stuff? And what because I asked this for the conversation, the lady told me, well, this is what it is. She goes, we are insured for anything like this and that, and we're just told comply with whatever because, you know, if you had a gun and you could take the situation out, 9 times out of 10, they're just trying to quick get money and go, give them the $200 or whatever, have them leave. No one gets hurt, no big deal. There you go. They don't want you to try to, because if you pull out a gun and he's got a gun and people start shooting, someone can get hurt. There's all kinds of liability where 9 times out of 10, if they got a gun, they'll just take the money and go. And, okay. And they said, well, I said, I'd just do a weekly conversation. I'm just wondering because I've seen people that were at convenience stores and they've actually had a conceal and carry and they used it and they stopped the robbery and all this stuff and they got fired for it. And I'm just trying to know what, why that would be and all this. And that's what they told me. So, you know, this is crazy because we are a country that is founded on laws. We're founded on laws, not by, I don't know, let me see here, opinions. Chief full of crap, Elizabeth Warren. It's not appropriate for feds to indict judge who helped illegals escape arrest. He's breaking the law. There, we don't live in a country that is basically coming out by opinion. It's not appropriate for feds to indict a judge who helped. He's illegal. He's doing stuff illegally. That's why we're going after him. Okay, Elizabeth Warren, well, then how about we just Trump? I think you need to get that bus full of illegals and send it to her district. No, send it to her house. She doesn't want walls. Why don't we send like 5 buses of illegals to Elizabeth Warren's house and see how good her wall is? Go ahead, climb over the thing. Don't worry. You wanted them? You have them. I'm sick and tired of this country that wants to put illegals ahead of a veteran. Oh, we need to make sure that these illegals from Venezuela have the best health care in the world, but the VA, oh, the VA is fine. It's great. It's wonderful. Well, our vets that died for our country that are they're dead because when they come back, they're afraid to walk down the street because there could be a bomb that could be exploded. My daddy's so fast, he shovels the food down. Why? Because, well, you never know. I mean, what if something happens? I may not have time to eat. He's just got that 5-second eat mentality because what if something happens? What if this happens or I got to go, I got to take off and I had to leave it. He still has that mentality. We shift these kids off to war, and when they come back, where's the support for them? Oh no, we got to take care of these illegals. These Venezuelans, man, we got to take care of these border jumpers. Oh, and since you're a Trump supporter, you're a bigot because you hate Mexicans. Well, okay, so if a Japanese person comes here, if a Japanese person flies to Mexico and crosses the border through Mexico illegally, how is that hating a Mexican? That's an illegal Japanese person. It's illegal. He's illegal. He's Japanese. We don't hate any particular person. We hate illegals. We hate billions of tax dollars going to help people that shouldn't even be in this country while our veterans and our own citizens suffer and don't get the treatment that they deserve and that they should get. Our veterans should get the same health care that the politicians get. And it ain't Obamacare because they're exempt from that one. Like I tell all my liberal friends who think Barack Obama's Jesus Christ, I'm like, gee, he's so wonderful that Obamacare, what was that? Oh, yeah, that's right. He's exempt from that one. Obamacare is exempt from his own bill. But this is the problem I have. Federally, since 2014, I've been able to get CBD, the oil and stuff and extracts in different forms. And as of the farm bill, 2018, the flower is, I guess it's been since 2014 in a lot of places, you can get the CBD flower. But you can get this, that as of the 2018 farm bill, is technically legal in the United States. The issue you have with the hemp farm bill is it's kind of like on a municipality basis. Okay, well, Illinois can grow hemp. You got to come up with regulation. It's not like it's legal, so we're just going to allow anyone to grow it, whoever wants to. That's not how it works. You have to basically, in Indiana, they're passing a bill that is going to have, like, every 2 years, you're going to have to get with this regulation committee. They're going to have to, you know, on growing the hemp. And in it, there is a law that is going to make the CBD hemp flower illegal, because I use that stuff for pain. It helps. And I was talking to the lady of a 5-star medical out of Indianapolis, and she's having a huge flower sale. And I'm like, I have a feeling why you're doing that, because in this bill that the Democratic governor of Indiana, Eric Holcomb, he's not a Republican, I hate him. He has basically made it to where the flower is subject to misdemeanor. It's illegal. So you're basically going to be treated, you have to treat it like marijuana if you have it. You know, so federally it's legal, but, you know, every other state is seeing the benefits of it, and it's been happening for a long time. And I know a couple years ago they tried to pass a law to make the penalties for marijuana possession even worse, and it didn't go anywhere. People have seen through the BS. Since the 70s, it's been proven to kill cancer. Since 76/78, it's been federally given to patients. Robert Randall was the first federal medical marijuana patient. Irvin Rosenfeld, who I've talked to numerous times, he's been getting it since the 82, 300 marijuana cigarettes produced at the University of Mississippi. taking the dolly rule in North Carolina, rolled in a cigarette form, 300 to a tin and freeze dried to preserve the goodness. But it's dangerous. It's deadly. How dare you? They don't want, because just like Trump's proving how worthless the government is and how useless they are, the government doesn't want to all of a sudden legalize cannabis, because then they'll say, well, if it's all of a sudden legal, why was it illegal in the first place? What was so bad? Oh, wait a minute. They lied to us about the dangers of it. It's like I've said before, my sister's a diabetic. They'll never have a cure for diabetes. She spends so much money on diabetic testing supplies. Multiply that times the millions and millions of people that suffer with it. They're rolling in the money. What do they want a cure for? Acid reflux. Here, take a pill every day. And I guarantee you, and if anyone out there, get tested. Because I bet you half of the people that think they have acid reflux probably are suffering from celiac disease. Because that's what we believe I was dealing with, not celiac, but my stomach issues and all the crap that I was going through was celiac, not acid reflux. But, you know, it's just amazing the benefits you can get from this plant. And it's just like anything. Here's 10 fists of vodka. You down it, okay? You got to have moderation. You got to have respect. Like, I've been educating my mom on CBD. I'm like, you got to be respectful. You got to treat it with respect, okay? If you want to get it, because one of my friends is thinking about giving it to his pet. So I'm going to sit down with him probably on Saturday at break and say, this is what you want to do. This is get the human version, not the, because there ain't no difference. They just make it one for pets, and the one for pets usually has no CBD in it, but it's one of those things that, and I'll help you out, and I'll tell you, because it can work great procedures, and you're going to have to adjust the amount of milligrams of CBD for the size of the pet. So, you know, I'm going to go through that with him and help him out, and he's grateful for that, and, you know, and it's just one of these things that, but I think the problem, because you have, oh, well, as soon as you legalize it, you're going to have all this violence. Well, there's no evidence in Colorado that violence has gone up, that accidents behind the wheel have gone up. Like I told my mom, get CBD and treat it like a prescription. Take it when you're at night, where you're by yourself or with your, and you're not going to do anything, you're not going to go anywhere. Until you know how it affects you, if you get sleepy or whatever, there you go. You know, and that's a big thing. Because I use it, but I'm not going to sit there. If I was in Colorado and I was to light up, I'm not going to go drive. I'm going to respect it. I'm not going to down a beer and go... I'm not going to down 10 beers and go drive. I can't drink beer, but, you know, not that I really drink anyways, but it's just one of those things, you know, people got to wake up. And I think they are in this country. They're waking up to that, hey, cannabis is not as dangerous and it has lots of medical benefits like the government never said. They're starting to wake up that cannabis is not as dangerous. They're starting to wake up that, okay, how useless this government is. People are starting to wake up that, hey, look at Detroit, look at Chicago, look at L.A. These are cesspools, but they're all Democrat-run. Wow, where's the white Tea Party Republican? And this is South Chicago. What are you talking about? There ain't no white people out here. Beep, man. And you in the wrong hood, brother. Oh, wait, what? So this is... not a conservative? Wow. And a lot of these black people are starting to wake up. Hey, I've lived here. This is like a third world country. But there's no white people or Tea Party for anywhere. There ain't no conservatives. How can it be their fault? Democrats run this place. And they just own enough land to where they can say, hey, it's my district. They don't live there. So, hey, about, let me see here, folks. Got about 25 minutes left in the program. I want to thank you so much for tuning in all around the world, from Brazil to Russia to France to England to even South Korea. Thank you so much for tuning in, and all over the United States, to the program that I hope you feel a part of. I'm your host, Kyle, the man with the mic. And just an FYI, if you're tuning in on Block Talk Radio, thank you so much for tuning in and watching. And also, if you want to like or chat or whatever you're, you know, love, I can't tell who's on. I can't see, so it's just one of those things. If you want to do that, just so I know who's out there. Because at the end, I'll have like 60 views or 50 views or whatever. And, you know, same thing with Blog Talk Radio. I don't know. I have 1,000-plus listeners, and I don't know who they are. So, but I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. And it's this world we live in. You know, we're getting away from God, and we need to bring him back. You know, there's a picture of, like, the Obama Tiger Woods and the Trump Tiger Woods. And even Trump is making Tiger great again. You know, we are a Christian nation, and we need to know that. We need to let people know that. It's just like I was talking about the other day about all these people back in the day that, well, Trump, you're an expert. What do you think we should do? Now that same person is calling Trump the expert. What should he do? Oh, can you believe it? He's a Looney Tune. We need to lock him up. We need to lock up that Looney Tune. But they're the same people that were saying he was an expert and getting his opinion on what we should do and how we should go forward after 9/11 and all this stuff. And, you know, when we have people like Elizabeth Warren that, like, well, opinion should override law. Okay, well, I think it's inappropriate for cops to stop people who have drugs. I think that cargo ship of 1 million tons of cocaine, that's inappropriate to stop that, and I think that shouldn't happen. I mean, you want to stop drug use, you need to just let the government be honest. All right, folks, we're going to legalize cocaine today. Well, in like a year, it's going to be legal, and we're going to start mass producing it so that we're going to have 850 trillion tons of it, so that when it's legal, here you go, we're going to have enough. Every American citizen is going to have access to like 50 tons of cocaine. Good luck. Wait a minute, huh? The government's just going to, no, it's not going to be seen as cool. And bye-bye. Oh, jeez. That'd be hilarious, though, you know. And then the herd, here you go, shoot up all the cocaine. You know, I mean, it's banned, and there's an epidemic of cocaine in this country. Something's got to be done. Oh, wait. They want to ban guns to stop. Oh, that doesn't mean. If gun bans, if banning cocaine and heroin and all that stuff hasn't stopped it, what do you think banning guns going to do? Oh, no, we're not going to ban guns. Just a small little smidget of a law. Yeah, you want that so that you can, so it's like splitting a log. Oh, we got a little bit of splinter in there. Just put that wedge in there just a little bit more. And, oh, well, that, look, violence got worse. So we need to make the gun stricter, and then they keep drawing that wedge until the log splits in half, and then it's gone from just this tiny little lot to, oh, now we're going to take your guns from us. In some ways, I wish they would take away the Second Amendment, right? Because that would, okay, Civil War, we would just kind of go after them. And that's this country we live in. It's scary that you have people that say American citizens last. The American citizens last. These immigrants come, these migrants should come first. You know, we need to come together. We need to, even though these Muslims are chopping Christians' heads off, we need to support Muslims. And they have people that are saying that, like, Turkey is actually saying that the U.S. labeling Muslim Brotherhood as a terrorist organization is going to boost Islamophobia. Well, until I see a vast majority of Muslims saying, I stand against these terrorists and I'll do whatever it takes, I will stand with my Christian brothers and sisters to stop these terrorists, then okay. But I don't see that. I mean, when you have a high school that might remove a George Washington mural because students are traumatized by it, because how dare George Washington, he killed all those Native Americans and slaughtered all those Indians. I mean, I was gonna say Native Americans, sorry, to all the PC people that I offended. Grow a pair. You know, when I was in school, everyone picked on everybody. Everyone made fun of everyone. And if you, dude, fight back. Pick on him. He'll respect you. He's just giving you crap. Just give him crap back. Come on. Now everyone's offended by everything. Well, I don't know if I should wear a green shirt because it might offend someone that doesn't like green, you know? Oh, Lord help me. Well, if I wear a multicolored shirt, like a tie-dye shirt, someone might think it's a rainbow and they might not like it, and I don't know what. Oh, high school is going to remove a George Washington mural because students are traumatized? Lord, what has gone wrong with these kids? A George Washington high school is considering removing two 83-year-old murals that depict moments in American history involving President George Washington and other founding fathers, as well as Black and Native Americans. According to reports, critics argue that two of the murals traumatize students. How does that traumatize you? What? Oh, because this is George Washington. How dare he is a bigot. I forgot we got to pay billions of dollars to these Black people because. And we're probably going to have to pay money to the Native Americans and all those Irish coal miners. Yep, you know, all the Irish coal miners, you know, that were screwed over in Pennsylvania and in West Virginia. Yeah, where's their millions too? It's kind of, okay, I'll explain it like this. Taxes. This is the best way to explain it. Okay, let's say I get these pair of glasses for $200. On cheap. These are Dollar Tree reading glasses. 99 cents. Let's say these are $200. Well, you're gonna get them on sale right now. These frames with lenses for $99. Well, that's $100 savings. But then that's if you use the Eyeglass Mark credit card with 19% interest. And if you make minimum payments on the thing, they end up being $500 for the glasses that you thought you got for $99. What's going on in this world? So many of these kids are like, oh, yeah, we're going to get all this retribution. You know, if you get retribution because your ancestors were slaves, part of that money, guess where that's going to be coming from? Your butt. Your taxes are going to, you're going to be taking money out of your taxes to pay. It's not like they're going to have a white-only tax where if you're a white person, you don't know when that's going to get taxed. They're going to tax every person. You're going to get screwed just as much as anybody. It's wrong what happened back in the day. No one should say, oh, well, slavery was great. I hope not. Segregation wasn't great. But gee, look at Martin Luther King Jr., one of the greatest Americans. Changed this country for the better. Just think to yourself, what would Martin Luther King Jr. do? What would he do? What would Jesus do? It's this world we live in where people don't care. Oh, everything's just going to be handed to me. Free. Oh, I'm hurt. I was traumatized by that article. Oh, I'm going to sue Breitbart. Oh, I'm traumatized. How dare... Lord, I never thought I would see a day where our founding fathers would offend people. Because at that age, I wouldn't look at it like a tattoo. If I would have gotten a tattoo back in that day, I'd have been like, now I'd be like, I got what? What in the heck did I do that? Oh, I was into it back then. Not now. I mean, and they want these kids to vote? Are you kidding me? They want these kids to vote that are offended by our founding fathers who wanted freedom. And let me see here. Oh, wow. Wasn't it like the French that wanted to try to claim this land as their own? Didn't the Italians, didn't the English, and the British name one country that didn't try to claim America for their own? Name one country that didn't try to, oh, but it's only whites that, you know, because we, you know, dude, like, it's amazing when I talk to kids and I'll be like, you realize that the first slave owners were blacks? You realize that there were blacks in Africa to help capture blacks to have them as slaves? Do you realize that? Do you realize that thousands of white people died to free the slaves in the Civil War? Do you realize that? Do you realize it was a black man who gave falsified information to the British to help us win the Revolutionary War? Do you realize that? Because they're not taught this stuff. They're not taught that the first slave owner was a black man. They're taught that, oh, it's greedy, evil white people that control the blacks. And for a majority, it was. It was Democrats. And now that they can't have you as a slave, they try to get the government to run you and control you and own you that way. Because, hey, we're going to own you. We're going to run your lives because you're going to be in debt and you're not going to have anything. That's the problem. See, gold and silver containing coins used to exist for one reason. Because it was, you know, paper money was a promise to pay you real coins that had real value. Oh, don't worry, we'll take the gold and we'll make the value worthless. We'll make the dollar worthless. Don't worry. I mean, Zac Efron, serial killer Ted Bundy, got away with crimes because of his white privilege. He got away with crimes because they couldn't catch him. I don't get this white privilege crap. I mean, it's crazy what these kids are taught. I mean, Dick Sporting and CEO Ed Sack said that his company banned Air 15s, knowing the move would cost them $150 to $250 billion in sales. And they knew they had to stand up. Lord help me. Lord help me. But I mean, that's this generation. I don't know. I have no, I don't get it. I mean, this is hilarious. But the far left leaning newspaper, the Washington Post, referred to the Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan as far right Thursday. Wow. And you wonder why people don't read those papers. The Nation of Islam Scientology. It's hilarious. It's freaking hilarious. But that's the way this world works, though. That's why CNN's ratings are plummeting, because no one watches. No one cares. People are tired of the, we'll be right back when we're going to have collusion coverage again. People are done. If you can't wake up to realize the fact that Trump won the election, okay, what is it like a... Okay, Trump will never be president. I may go down as the worst president, but at least I'll go down as the president. Because they, with everything you were told, that there's no way in a billion years you can win the election, and then he does. Shouldn't you wake... That should wake up to realize, oh, that is a big issue. That should be the first step to recovery. Hey, when you find out you're lied to, you need to do something. But most liberals are too stupid. Well, no, he couldn't have won on his own. That's because they're too stupid to go back to see all the times they went to Donald J. Trump and said, "You're an expert. What would you do here? You're an expert. What would you do? How would you handle this, expert?" Because they're too stupid to go back and read the news from a day ago to find out what the liberal media's opinion was and how different it is from today, 24 hours later. But I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. I really do. But I want to get on to a little bit of English Premier League news. I want to thank you so much. And for all you that have waited for this time of the show, thank you. The big conversation now is where does Manchester United and Ole Gunnar Solskjaer and the team, where do they go from now? I mean, we got Huddersfield Field coming up. This is what we got to do, folks. This is the big issue we got to deal with here. Okay, if we're not going to play if we're not going to play like Tahith Chong and Mason Greenwood and get the youth and get the young playing, something's got to change. Okay, if we're going to play the same bloody players that are jokes, we're not going to, it's a million, we would have to win both games by like 9 goal differential. I mean, it's a billion-to-one shot we could get fourth. We technically, I think, still could, but it's not going to happen. The way these players are playing, we need to be playing the youth. We need to take players like Tahith Chong and Mason Greenwood. And play Mason Greenwood, if you haven't seen any of his playing with the youth, incredible. But what I would say is, who's the number one? I would put him as player of the month for Manchester United and embarrass all the first team players. My player of the month is Mason Greenwood. You should see him playing with the youth squad. Incredible. We've got nothing to lose. They need to be starting. If it wasn't Liverpool, if it wasn't Chelsea, if it wasn't Man City, Arsenal, they be playing them. Why aren't we? I mean, I think Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, he's going to make some mistakes. But, I mean, I'm all in. I want to see where he is in December. I want to see the transfer window. I'm not holding my breath that we're going to get anything. I mean, I honestly hope my dream summer would be 7 players. total. And that would be in or out. You know, just seven total. Seven different players, whether it's four in, three out. Three in, four out. And that's stretching it, in my opinion. I mean, that's stretching it for me, but that's how I see. I think that's what I want to see, minimum. We don't got a director of football, so you got owners that are just don't know, they don't care. They're just trying to make as much money as they can. They don't know anything. They don't know. But we cannot get ourselves in this trap of nostalgic players. Well, okay, yeah, I love Roy Keane. Incredible. Ryan Giggs, just because it's Roy Keane doesn't mean he would be a great director of football. Van der Sar, I think, would make a great director of football. I think he really would. But I don't want to sit there and because they played for United and they were a great player that they should magically be a – I want to get some people in there that, okay, this guy is amazing. He is an awesome coach. Not only will he be – he will – Ole Gunnar Solskjaer knows what Manchester United is all about. He'll be able to take his experience and say, yeah, I know what you're all about, but we need – this guy is the best. Let him mentor these people, but get him starting. Get these – you know, and help him. Help guide him. You're gonna help show me. I'm gonna show you how to dominate because I've dominated as manager. I'm gonna be under you and show you how to dominate as a manager. I'm gonna show you the right way to set up the team, and I'm gonna show you some things. You're gonna show me the Manchester United and how things are done here and what the club's all about. And I'm gonna learn that perspective from you, and I'm gonna give this. I'm gonna show you this. Yeah, I'd love to have Roy Keane at United if I could be guaranteed that he's – I want the right person for the job no matter who it is. And I think even if you got Pochettino, it's going to be an uphill battle. Okay, we're going to – because I honestly think we might get two or three signings at max. And what if they turn out to be – a lot of these – I mean, I thought we'd get more of Cecilia Tenner-Bromovich than we did. I thought we would. I thought he might get two really good – and we didn't. Seasons. You know, I thought Sanchez would give us two. Oh, yes. I was excited when we got him. And he's just kind of fizzled out. He really hasn't done anything. It's not our fault. I mean, but we have a lot. The problem I see is we have a lot of players that are like, well, like their agents, like Mino Raiola is like, well, I want you at United because I'll make more money and you'll make more money. It may not be where you want to go, but hell, you get way more money. I want them to go, hey, you want to be the class that turns United around and helps get them back on track? I mean, if we don't get a lot of players, if we do two signings in and if we do two in and two out, if nothing really happens in the transfer window and people are like, well, he needs to go, well, we need help here. About 90 seconds left in the program, but we need some massive. We need a director of football desperately that can be out there and recruiting and saying, this is who I want. Go check out these players. Hey, I got this guy. He's playing right now for Inter Milan. He's incredible. This guy from Bayer Leverkusen. Oh, you got to check him out, dude. This guy is incredible. And get them before they're stars. Because City and, you know what, Chelsea is not spending lots of money. They're spending 60 or 70 million pounds on players. They're not spending 150 million pounds on a player. It's just how it is. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the program that I hope you're a part of. Thank you so much for all you who tuned in around the world. And thank you so much for being a part of this conversation and going with it. And remember, you can also, I have a conversation page you can be a part of, and I post stuff there, and you can also donate down there. There's a link on there if you want to help this conversation go even further. And remember, with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Tuesday, Good night, everyone, and God bless. Goodbye.